Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Matt Barnes, host of the new Showtime Sports video podcast, All the Smoke, with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. Matt, appreciate the time, man.
Thanks for having me, fellas. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. We were treated to the opening of the NBA last night. What did you see from your two former clubs in the nightcap, Lakers and Clippers?
I saw a team that obviously, the Clippers, that have all the pieces set, you know, and I always say winning starts at the top, you know, so they have a great owner. Management's terrific. And a proven coach in Doc Rivers. And then a team last year that really bought into Doc's philosophy and Doc's system. So, you know, fast forward to this year, you add two selfless superstars. To me, that's why I picked them to win a championship. Lakers, on the other hand, you know, last summer only had two players on their roster at one point. So, you know, to bring 13 other guys in, along with a new coaching staff, trying to make everyone mesh, it's not going to happen yet, but it will happen. And I just see it as one game. I don't look at it as anything more than that.
What about Dwight Howard? What did you think of him last night? He looks to be about as good a shape as I've seen him in quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, I played with Dwight, you know, the old Dwight in Orlando, where he was the most dominant defensive player. Some of us have seen in a long time, you know, the leading vote getter. So I played with that Dwight, and this is his body look as chiseled as it did back then. I think Dwight knows this is his last chance, his last stop. So like I said, I think the sooner this team can get their chemistry and their identity down, I think Dwight would be a tremendous asset for them.
You know, it just felt like last night to me, Matt, you can just tell me if I'm wrong now, but it just feels like Kawhi ain't messing around. I mean, and then they do the interview with LeBron afterwards, and LeBron's, you know, talking about it ain't really a rivalry. We don't really look at it like that. But they don't look like that to me to Kawhi. It looked like Kawhi came out to do something.
I think the Clippers aren't taking any prisoners. I think, you know, with Kawhi along with the rest of that team, I think, you know, I was a Clipper, and I was on the other side, and we've had the short end of the stick in the history of basketball, and definitely in the L.A. situation. So there's always going to be a little added excitement when you play the Lakers. Like I said, it's still big picture, I think, for LeBron and the Lakers. But, you know, Clippers came out of some dogs last night, and really, you know, the game could have been a lot worse than it really was.
Matt Barnes joining us, NBA champion in 2017, new host of the Showtime Sports Show, All the Smoke, with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. Matt, that's where the Milwaukee Bucks believe that they should be, is in the NBA championship this year. And we're dealing with the conversations and the phone calls and the constant conversation of Giannis Antetokounmpo, the reigning MVP, if he will sign that Supermax. And the organization gets fined for coming out and saying, yeah, we're going to offer him that. And I thought it was a great move by the organization, making sure that they put it out in writing, and they'll gladly pay the $500,000 if it ends up being that Giannis signs for the extra 5 years. What do you think the Bucks truly need to improve on to get two games better and get into that finals this season?
I think losing Brogdon was a big piece for you guys, for that team, I really feel like. I think it's crazy to say that an MVP has more to prove, but I think even Giannis knows that he has more to prove. So I think the development of his offensive game, which was, there was some holes poked in the last year, is going to be a big improvement. But I think Milwaukee overall, I mean, they still have to impress this kid. You know, we live in a game today where superstars jump ship quite often. You know, so I think if it's another situation where they don't make it or things don't go along the right way, or maybe they botch a trade, I think, the Bucks organization is definitely on the hot seat as far as continuing to make the right move to please Giannis, because you let him go, you'll definitely never get another player like him.
What did you think of the Bucks' offseason moves, adding a Robin Lopez, adding Wes Matthews, adding Kyle Korver to what they had already?
I think it's very solid. You know, you got proven guys, veteran guys that have been there and done that, and guys that are consummate pros. So guys that you don't have to worry about their approach to the game. If they sit out two or three games and they happen to play, they'll be ready, they'll be pro. So I think those are great additions. But like I said, to lose someone like Brogdon, even though they didn't have him down the stretch, I think we saw how important he was, you know, to that team's success. You know, a 90, 50, 40 guy, that's going to be a big void to fill. But, you know, I think there's a lot on Giannis' shoulders. I'd like to see Eric Bledsoe step up some more. And, you know, Middleton got paid this summer, so it's going to be an interesting situation for those guys. But, you know, Philly's looking good, and we're going to have to see what happens.
Yeah, that was my other question. Who would be your top five teams in the East right now?
Five in the East. I think Philly, to me, is, you know, my favorite. I got Milwaukee right behind them. I think Indiana's going to be good with Victor coming back, and obviously the addition of Brogdon. Boston. I think Boston, I still think, need to find their identity. I think, you know, them parting ways with Kyrie was a good idea. Not that obviously Kyrie's a bad player, but just he didn't fit in the situation they had, to give their younger players a chance to kind of step up and re-establish themselves as young rising stars. And who would be my fifth? You know, I think right around landing that fifth, that is probably going to be Miami.
Toronto, did you say?
Toronto, yeah. Orlando, somewhere in those areas.
Why do you have the 76ers in front of the Bucks? What do they do a little bit better?
I just think the experience, you know, they continue to get that experience. Ben Simmons' development, I got a chance to see him a lot this summer. And if he plays the way he played in the summertime, I think he's going to, you know, going to be right up there as one of the most dominant or, you know, up-and-coming young players that we have in the game. Embiid is going to have to take a big step forward this year as far as maturity and just understanding he's a franchise player. I love that they added Al Horford. What's his name is going to have to step up. Tobias Harris, you know, they got rid of Jimmy Butler now, so Tobias Harris is going to have to step up. So I think they have a lot of pieces. I think they're going to miss J.J. Redick a lot, but with that said, they still have a lot of good young pieces that I think is going to have them at the top of the East.
Talking with Matt Barnes, NBA champion here on the Wendy's Big Show. He's the host now of All the Smoke with Matt Barnes and Stephen Jackson on Showtime Sports. Matt, For Zion Williamson, we've had a lot of conversation about Zion on this show, and we love the athleticism that he's going to bring. For you, been around the league as long as you have, when was the last time you saw this kind of hype for a dude that hasn't played in a game in the association yet?
LeBron. You know, I mean, I think this is a 2.0 of, obviously, I think LeBron had more expectations and probably a little more hype, but I think Zion is the next in line for that sort of hype. And I loved everything I've seen from him. You know, I think this meniscus is an unfortunate injury. I think people are trying to make it more than what it actually is. I mean, as an athlete, meniscus are as common as sprained ankles. You know what I mean? So this is a surgery that can be fine, and he'll be fine from. I think that he will need to come down once he kind of understands the rigors of an 82-game season, the travel, and what it's like. I think his true playing weight, where we're going to see the most effective Zion we can see, is probably around 260, 265. But I'm excited to see, like I said, his game, the same thing he did in college that everyone said he couldn't do in the NBA. Granted, it was the preseason, he did the exact same thing, you know what I mean? So everyone's saying, you need to do this, you need to do that. First of all, people need to stop what he's effective at, and they haven't been able to do that yet. So, you know, I want the kid to take his time, continuing to work on his body and his mental, you know, mental framework, because I'm sure he's hearing a bunch of BS right now. Yeah. And when he's healthy and ready to come back and just be him, you know, because right now, from what he's shown, that's going to be enough right now.
Tell me about your show with you and Stephen Jackson.
It's All the Smoke. We teamed up with Showtime to launch our podcast, and it's just a real in-depth look, an unfiltered, uncensored look at sports, life, culture, family, children, kind of everything that, you know, that evolves in our world. So it's amazing to be able to reconnect with a teammate that I had a lot of success with on the court, off the court now. And, you know, I think well, I just heard this morning that our podcast is number two trending podcast on Apple. You know what I mean? So we're kind of making waves in this space. So it's just a new, exciting area that we're in, and we're really enjoying it.
And what is it called again?
All the Smoke.
Did you,
drops every Thursday.
Every Thursday? Did you call? Did you guys call Nelly, see if it Don Nelson, see if he wanted to get in on that?
Yeah, no, we're definitely going to. Well, hopefully, we're going to. We've been talking to the future. We need to take a trip out to Maui and do a podcast with Nelly in the comforts of his own surroundings.
Now, that would be awesome.
Now, Matt, back when I was a ball kid and a locker room dude for Steven Jackson, he was handing out mixtapes every once in a while. Are you guys going to have any originals that he's going to be featuring on?
No, you know, Jack is a man of much heart. You know, Fat Jack the rapper is definitely still alive, and I'm sure at some point, you know, he'll bless our podcast with a freestyle or two.
Perfect. Matt, appreciate it, man. We're really excited. It comes out every Thursday, All the Smoke with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. Really looking forward to it, man, and thanks for the time today, Matt.
Thank you guys for having me. Yeah.
Appreciate it. That's Matt Barnes, NBA veteran, NBA champion, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. All of our guests joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.